We continue 11 lines up from the bottom of Daf Dalet Omid Beis. Gufa. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. These are four statements that will be made by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Two of them we've already learnt, but nevertheless, all four need a little more explanation. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, "Mai dechsiv asher anochi mitzavah hayom lasosam." What does the pasuk mean when it says, "These are what I'm commanding you to do today"? Hayom lasosam v'lo lamachar lasosam. It means that it's to do today and not tomorrow. Don't push it off. Hayom lasosam v'lo hayom litol scharan. Do it today, even though your reward is not going to come today. Your reward is going to come later. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol mitzvos sheYisrael osin ba'olam hazeh, bo sum idos osam l'olam haba. All mitzvos that the Jewish people do in this world will testify for the individual when they get to the next world in order to bring them into olam haba. Shenemar yidnu edeim biyitzdaku, yishmu v'yomru emes. Yidnu edeim biyitzdaku, they will testify and become righteous. Elu Yisrael, that's a reference to the Jewish people. Yishmu v'yomru emes, elu v'dukachavim, and then even the non-Jews will admit that the Jews are truthful. Now the question that the Iyun Yaakov asks is that when we say that today is not the time to get reward for your mitzvos, but the reward is for later, that seems to go against one of our fundamental principles, is lo tolan pula sachir, that when a worker does his job, he's supposed to be paid on time as a reward for doing his job. Similarly, when we do our mitzvos, shouldn't we be paid immediately for the work that we do? So the Iyun Yaakov explains based on the second statement of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Because we need Adam to testify that you're deserving of the schar. And therefore he says, since the mitzvos are only going to be meidim for us in Olam Haba, therefore it's only in Olam Haba where we can rightfully claim our reward. And that is why Hayom La Sosam Velo Hayom Litos Charan Schar will be in Olam Haba. Third statement from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol mitzvos sheYisrael osin ba'olam hazeh, ba'os v'torfos osam lo'ovdei kochavim, lo'olam haba al pneim. All mitzvos that the Jewish people do in this world will terrorize the non-Jews in the next world. Shenemar u'shmartem va'asisem, you will observe them and fulfill them. Kihi chachmaschem uvinaschem le'enei ha'amim. This is our wisdom. Le'enei ha'amim. Towards the other nations. Neged ha'amim lo ne'amar. It doesn't say opposite the other nations, but ela le'enei ha'amim. To their eyes, to their faces. Melamed shebos v'torfos lo'ovdei kochavim al pneim lo'olam haba. That comes to teach us that the mitzvos that we do in this world will not only testify about us in the next world, but will also terrorize the Ovdei Kochavim, the non-Jews, in the next world. And the Gemara asks, or the Mefarshim asks, I'm sorry, the Rif says, why do the mitzvos need to terrorize the Ovdei Kochavim in the next world if they're already Yishmu v'yomru emes, if in the next world they're going to admit that what the Jews did was the truth, then why would we need to terrorize it as well? So the Rif simply explains that there's an additional zilzul. Not only are they going to admit that the mitzvos are true, but it's also going to terrorize them because they also did not fulfill the mitzvos. They were an osik b'mitzvos, says the Rif. And statement number four, V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and this is the one we're going to focus on for the greater part of the next Amud, Lo asu Yisrael es ha'egel elalitain pischon peh, Lebalei Tshuva. The Jewish people sinned with the golden calf only for a pischon peh lebalei tshuva, only so that those who sin will understand that there is an opportunity to repent. Shenemar mi'itein v'hayal levavam zeh liyira osi kol hayamim. God said to Moshe, when the Jewish people asked that they wanted to only hear the rest of the Aseret HaDibros from God and not from Moshe, not from God, God then said to Moshe, "Sure, but who can assure that the Jewish people will continue to be Yirei Shemayim?" Which means then, up until that point, they were all Yirei Shemayim, and if they were all Yirei Shemayim, then it doesn't make sense that how could a Yirei Shemayim sin with the golden calf? It must be that it was God who created or forced them or caused them to sin with the golden calf. It was unnatural, and that's what Rashi says. Kolomar giborim ushlitim beyitram hayu. They were strong in their overcoming their temptations. Velo haya roi lizgaber yitram aleihem. It wasn't fitting that their yetzer would be allowed to force them into submission. Elagzeras melech haisa lishlotbam kdei litein pischon pela bale tshuva. That rather this was all from God, and that in order to create a scenario where other people will understand that there is an opportunity to repent even after a great sin. The Michta Meliyahu Rav Dessler writes in about referring to Rashi's statement. Rav Dessler writes that sometimes the big question that the Mefarshim deal with is that everyone has bechira, we can choose. So how can God cause us to sin if we're not deserving of it? The Michta Melio adds on, quoting this Rashi, he says, "Shaini hacha shu kedei lesaken acheit hadak hatamun amuk besoch levavam ad shegam heim einam margishim bo." There are some times where we Jews have chatoim, there are sins that we violate that we're not even aware of. We don't realize what we've done. And therefore, God will sometimes create or cause us to sin in order that we can recognize that we have a problem. And through that, we're able to fix the sin we were unaware of that we were violating. And then we are also able to show the power of tshuva to all. Does that really equate with the sin of the golden calf? That was a pretty big sin compared to the perhaps something smaller, which the Rav Dessler is referring to. But that's the idea, that it's true we have bechira, but sometimes God feels that it's for our benefit to be exposed to sins that we're unaware of by causing us to sin in certain areas. So the Gemara continues. Again, the Lo Asu Yisrael Se'egal Elaliton Pischon Pele Bali Tshuva. The whole reason why the Jewish people sinned by the golden calf was God's work, in order that those who want to go off the path will know that there's always a way to come back. Now we're in the third line from the bottom. Three lines up from the bottom. V'hainu da'amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. This fits in with a statement of Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Lo David ro'i la'usa ma'isa v'lo Yisrael ru'uyin la'usa ma'isa. Now, just like the Jewish people were not ro'i to sin with the golden calf, so too David HaMelech wasn't ro'i to sin with Bathsheba. Lo David ro'i la'usa ma'isa. David wasn't fit to sin. T'chsiv v'libi chalel b'kirbi. My heart is strong. My heart is dead within me. In other words, my heart is dead within me because I have no taivas, and therefore the Yetahara can't control me. But he sinned nevertheless. V'lo Yisrael ru'uyin la'osa ma'isa t'chsiv mi'itein v'haya levavam zel li'ira osi kol hayamim. Ela lama asu. Well, then why is it that David sinned? Or how could it be that David sinned? And how could it be that Bnei Yisrael sinned? Lomar lecha, it's simply to tell you, shim chata yachid, omrim lo kelcha etzel yachid, that if a person, if an individual sins, in order to pick him up, to lift up his spirit, will say, yeah, go look at David HaMelech. David sinned, and he was able to turn it around. V'im chatu tzibor, and if a congregation, a community sins, omrim lehu, they will say to them, "Lechu Eitzel Tzibor, go look at its great Tzibor, look at Bnei Yisrael that sinned by the Eagle Azav," and nevertheless they were able to continue being Ovdei Hashem, and were able to make it into Eretz Yisrael. And then the Gemara goes off in a little bit of a tangent and says, "Tzricha, we need both cases. We need to mention David's sin and Bnei Yisrael's sin. We need both. One wouldn't teach us the other. Why? If we only had the story of David HaMelech's sin, we would think, well, the reason why David was able to do teshuvah was because his sin wasn't public. But it's Tzibur, which when they sin, it's public knowledge. Everyone knows about it. I might think that it's different. I might think that you may not have the ability to do a full tshuva. And if I only had the case of the Tzibur, the reason why they were able to do a full tshuva was because they have a lot of people that are davening for a second chance. But a yachid who doesn't have so much of a zechus, I might think that it wouldn't be as effective. Right? That's also as an aside point why we talk about the importance of minyan. Minyan, you have the zechus of the tzibur in addition to your own individual. Each individual may not have it as much zechus as a tzibur. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, Sricha, that's why we need both. And getting back to the statement of the idea that the repentance is always available to those who need it, whether you're a yachid or a tzibur, v'hainu, to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Am Rav Yonasan, this fits in with the statement of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Mai Dichsiv Nu'um David Ben Ishai, Un'um HaGever Hukam Al. These are the words of David Ben Ishai, the words of the man who was Hukam Al. What does that mean, Hukam Al? Nu'um David Ben Ishai, Shehekim Ula Shel Teshuva. These are the words of David Ben Ishai, that he raised the effectiveness of Teshuva. What does exactly mean that he raised the effectiveness of tshuva? So the Rav Huttner writes in one of his ma'amarim about on Yom Kippur, quoting the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that hekim aliyah shel teshuva, that he raised the bar with teshuva. So what does that mean? So Rav Huttner explains that when Adam Rishon sinned, yes, he did tshuva. However, lehuchzer leGan Eden, he never returned back to Gan Eden. Bnei Yisrael achar tshuvasam achet egel, when the Jewish people did teshuva after their chet, their tshuva was accepted, but lo kiblu tshuvas aluchos harishonos, they didn't receive the first set of luchos, they had to get a second one. Shaul gam acharei amru chatasi, after he said that he sinned, he made a mistake, nikra bimenu hamalchus, Lelo Chazar Elavod, he lost the kingship. It wasn't part of his family anymore. However, Ve'ilu David, La'achar Tshuvaso, Chazar Elav HaMalchus. After David did his tshuva, he went back to the throne. Kamo Shaisim Mikodem, like he was originally, and that's what it means, Shehekim Ula Shel Teshuva, that Teshuva went back. The tshuva enabled him to go back, L'mekoma HaRishon B'lishum Harada, had no effect on the individual, and that's the beauty of the tshuva we see from David HaMelech and the possibilities for the rest of us. Continues the Gemara of Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, another statement from Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, once we had one before, again a little bit of a tangent. Anyone who does one mitzvah in this world, that mitzvah will be presented in front of him in the next world. What that literally means, the Mefarshim talk about, is that there's a malach that's created out of this mitzvah, and then malach will testify on his behalf in the next world. Not that the actual mitzvah is testifying. Shenemar, v'halach lefanav tzidkecha, the righteousness will walk before you, u'kvod Hashem yesvecha, and then God will gather you. The glory of God will gather you. V'hol over avir achas, and anyone who violates, whoever transgresses, it will envelop him, it will clothe him, and it will be brought to him on the Yom Hadin, on his Day of Judgment. Shenemar, Yilafto Archos Darcham. He will be enveloped by their ways, in other words, by their sins, and then they will be lost. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Keshurbo Kekelev. It's not that you're going to be enveloped with the sin, but rather the sin is going to be attached to you like a dog. Shenemar v'lo shama eleha l'shechov etzla liyosima. That when Yosef was with Eshes Potiphar, when Eshes Potiphar tried to seduce Yosef, he wouldn't listen to her, to lie down with her, even to be with her. What does that mean? Lishkav etzla b'olam hazeh. He refused to lay down with her in this world. Lios ima, and to be with her in the next world. In other words, that the sins would have caused him in the next world to drag him down, and therefore he refused not only in this the pleasures of this world, the inappropriate pleasures, and the other benefits as a result, was that he would be able to remain in Olam Haba.